Well, do you like picking out presents for certain people?
I used to.
Okay.
It's gotten tougher. I used to get stuff for my wife, and I felt like I did a good job of picking out stuff. And then her taste changed because she started hanging around with different friends, and I don't understand any of the crap she likes now, so I don't buy her nothing.
You bought her a telescope years ago.
Like I said, her taste have changed.
Maybe you were the reason they changed.
I used to buy her really nice jewelry. Yeah. I mean, stuff with real gems in it and diamonds and all. And now she likes this fake crap that's like in style or in fashion or... or some name designer that ends up being worth absolutely zero after a few months, but that's what she likes.
I'll tell you, there's some costume jewelry that is not worth zero. It is it rises in value.
You know what? Go to Halloween Express during the Halloween season. They got a bunch of that stuff.
Costume jewelry?
Yeah, costume jewelry.
Oh, I'll get her some this time.
Yeah.
And she's probably every man's dream. She'd rather have fake jewelry than real diamonds. That's awesome.
It ain't cheap fake jewelry, Kato.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's ridiculous. You feel like you're just wasting your money buying it.
Okay, never mind.
Well, Tom, it's okay because you're not alone.
With the diamonds, at least they'll be worth something later.
Right, yeah.
They say our significant other is the hardest person to buy for during the Christmas season.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because they already got everything they want.
Okay.
Or if they don't, then you don't have any idea what they want.
Well, we spend 2 hours and 44 minutes picking out a present for this significant other.
I'm having trouble with my kids now, too.
Okay.
They used to be easy when they were younger, but now they're getting to an age where they don't care about anything but being on a computer or an iPad. And so as long as they have a working computer or iPad, they're happy. It's not really sad, Kato. When we were kids, we didn't have a device like that. So we needed all these different toys.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got all those apps that kind of simulate all these different toys. And so they don't feel like they need all these different toys.
So like instead of building a house with Legos, you do it on Minecraft now.
Yeah.
And you build it like amazingly.
It is kind of sad, actually. I love my Lincoln Logs.
Yeah. But kids also hard to buy for. They say 2 hours and 57 minutes, but that includes, you know, you're always searching, always online, always walking around the mall, always thinking about your kids during the Christmas season.
I've got to be honest with you.
Okay.
I've given this a lot of thought this year, and I'm afraid that it's going to be a bad Christmas for a lot of kids. Because the fact that Toys R Us doesn't exist is a bad thing. That's where I always did my last-minute run, and I usually spend a bundle of money getting some good last-minute gifts there.
Yes, but there are other toy stores or other places.
No, there's not.
Well, not necessarily just specifically for toys, though. There is the one that's downtown.
Opie Taylor
downtown is awesome. Mm-hmm. But and I think there's another place, too. It's Asheville.
Walmart.
Okay. Well, Walmart, and seriously,
Walmart
we talked about it before.
Have a big toy section like Toys R Us.
But they're expanding this year, many of these stores, because... it's Christmas, and Toys R Us is out of business.
That's right. Well, you know what? Moms are next on the list as far as buying a present. It's an hour and 47 minutes for them.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I don't know how long it takes for you to buy your mama something. Dad comes in at number 4. Your best friend at number 5. An hour and 13 minutes we spend seeking a present for your best friend.
That's girls.
Yeah, probably so. The
guys don't know.
You know what? I don't even get any presents from my guy buddies.
He's like, I got you this concert T-shirt. I wore it twice. But here, it's yours. Have a Merry Christmas.
Okay. Your in-laws will spend about an hour on them.
Oh, man, that's a long time.
Then for your brother, you spend about an hour on your brother and sister.
Do these sound long to you?
Yeah, they do.
Because I don't spend this much time.
Yeah.
I get on Amazon, I look around, I buy something that looks good, and I'm done.
Well, the further you go from, I guess, the relationship, the worse it gets.
Worse? These are still longer than I spend on anybody.
All right, your grandparents, you spend about 45 minutes on finding them a Christmas present.
See, I'd put them higher.
Your cousins, 40 minutes. I don't even buy my cousins anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't buy my grandparents anything.
Okay.
They're dead. It would be stupid.
Wow, wah, wah, wah.
Mm. Well, I mean, a lot of people have dead grandparents. You don't buy them a present.
Well, I don't. No, thank you. Okay, and then finally your boss. How long do you spend on your boss buying him a present or her
zero.
A present?
Yeah, zero.
30 minutes, people say.
Mm.
That's a bag of chips in the vending machine.
I would keep that.
And they say when it comes to honesty of a present that you don't like, kids are the most honest when they open up their presents.
Oh, before we move to that, I want to say about the boss.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about, like, Dave. I get Dave awesome presents all year long. I'm talking about, you know, Big Boss.
Okay.
Like up higher.
Are you just hoping he's listening right now?
No, I think he's listening right now. He goes to the gym right about now. So y'all need to kiss butt too.
Okay.
How much you spend on Dave?
Dave, I got you a bag of Doritos.
Okay. Kato's in trouble. Heidi?
Dave?
Yeah. Okay. Heidi's in trouble too.
She doesn't even know the boss's name.
She's like, who?
Who's Dave?
Wow.
There you go.
I'm the only one. It's in good.
Well, Merry Christmas.